At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Tales from Davidstown. I'm Cal O'Connell, producer of the series. And this is it. The Season 1 finale. Episode 12, The Blue Moon. Things come to a head in Davidstown tonight, and not everyone will make it out the same. Stick around after the episode for a few words about what's next for Tales from Davidstown and how you can stay connected with the world we're building. But for now, let's begin.
Previously on Tales from Davidstown.
Fuck! Hang on!
What the hell is that thing?
Why tell her that she killed her friend?
Let's just call it a test of character.
It's time you found out what suffering actually is.
You want answers, right? So do I. Come with me.
And go where?
To see the person in charge.
How can you drive with the glass cracked like that? Just a guess. That thing back there wasn't your first rodeo. We've been driving an hour. Where are we even going? Ugh. Do you always talk this much?
I could ask you the same thing.
Oh, finally! She speaks! Whoop. Spoke too soon. You know, part of what I do is talk, right? Questions, analysis, data, putting pieces together to form a bigger picture. Doesn't that sound familiar?
You're implying we're the same?
Not the same same. But hell, I mean, similar, right? We both look for the truth and bring it out into the open.
Except I don't do this for personal gain. I have responsibilities.
What? And I don't.
All you care about is your fame and your Facebook likes.
Facebook likes? That's not really the point of anything, though, is it?
Meaning?
Sure, I make a living out of my work, but it's not about fame or even the money.
That's easy for you to say when you've got it.
Oh, you make it sound like I'm loaded or something.
You're not.
I do all right, but stop steering the conversation away.
The only thing I'm interested in is steering this car, which is being made a lot harder with you bleating down my ear.
My point is, we both look for the same thing. Answers. Even if the truth isn't particularly pleasant.
Truth rarely is.
Exactly. Look at that what was it?
Cerberus.
Right. Look at that thing. How is something like that supposed to exist? Where did it even come from?
You think I have the answers to that?
I think you have the answers to a lot of things.
I've told you I don't know where Hargreaves is.
Not just that. The monster dog. Weird bullets that dissolved into nothing. Giant wolves. The list goes on.
It sounds like there's a lot you're not talking about. Ever the hypocrite.
Ugh! This is getting us nowhere. Look, all I want in the world is to find Emily, all right? I'd give everything I have up in a heartbeat if it meant that I could find where she is.
Careful what you wish for.
Ugh.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Everything. I'm exhausted. I've not had more than a few hours sleep every night for weeks since what... I'm cold. I'm hungry. And I just want this nightmare to be over.
What the hell happened to you, Wilder? And why are you rubbing your ribs like that? You said you've not slept since...
It's nightmares. Constant nightmares and a crushing sensation on my chest. Sometimes I feel like I can't breathe.
Sounds like PTSD.
And you'd know, would you?
About 20 years ago, I was stationed on a destroyer, D-98. We were sailing the ship out to Iraq, part of the invasion task force.
What? You were in the Navy?
I was a USO, unit security officer. Not more than a year and a half out of the Naval College. Green as green.
Go on.
One of the petty officers hadn't reported to sick bay, as ordered, after shore leave. George. We were already at sea. He couldn't have gone AWOL, so I was sent to go find him. Someone had mentioned he'd been suffering mentally the last few days, so I asked the chaplain to accompany me in my detail. Maybe he just needed help. Jesus.
What happened? Did you find him?
In a manner of speaking. We'd been looking a good hour, maybe two, when we caught sight of blood on the walls outside the store's compartment. One of the ratings opens the hatch, and there he was, face down on the floor, pale as pale and no pulse. The first thing that came to mind was, he's been murdered. And then, just as we're about to call it in...
What?
He stood up, slowly, right in front of me, eyes white, blood spilling out of his mouth, gurgling and hacking.
What the fuck?
He lunges at me, grabbing my arm, and suddenly I'm fighting this guy off. The ratings grab him and I'm trying to pull him away. I'm shouting and yelling at him, but he doesn't let go. His head is just getting closer and closer, mouth wide open. One of the lads, this young chap, barely outside of 18, he tries to wedge himself between us. And suddenly, George turns and bites down right on this kid's neck and just rips it away. Blood sprays all over my face. I can't see a thing, and now George's grip is like a vice. Everyone's screaming and shouting. I hear the other rating pull out his pistol. The chaplain screaming at George, pulling at him as well. The other lad fires. The sound near on bursts my eardrum. But George lets go and hits the floor. Everything is silent for a moment, save for the ringing in my ear. So I clear the blood out of my eyes. And then George gets back up.
How?
The rating fires again. Twice more in the chest. Nothing. George just pisses blood everywhere and staggers at me. And I've no more time. I pull my gun and he's already on me. Next thing I know, his head explodes. Something in me kicked in, and I rammed the barrel under his jaw and I pulled the trigger.
Oh my God. What? What happened to him?
Never found out. Messed my head up pretty badly, to be honest. I'd never seen anything like it in my life. At least, not up to that point. I remember the chaplain swearing on his soul he'd get to the bottom of it and praising me for my bravery. I didn't feel brave. I'd never been more afraid in my life.
And then, the PTSD.
4 years. I stayed in touch with the chaplain, but it all but finished my career. I couldn't function. I drank. He accused the captain and the XO of covering the whole thing up, telling the crew George was on drugs and had just lost his mind. They covered it up. So yeah. Nightmares. Relentless nightmares.
I'm sorry. That must have been awful.
Took time, but eventually I recovered. With a lot of help from that same chaplain. Got back on my feet, and a few years later, joined the force. But I could never shake it.
what had happened to George.
Whatever it was unholy. He'd died. And then he came back as something else. There. That enough talking for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you tell me exactly what's happened that's given you nightmares.
Is there a reason you're staring at me?
I've known you for a long time, and I don't believe I've ever taken you for the praying kind. Concerned about this evening?
We will need all the help we can get. Are you prepared?
To finally get you out of my home, I am positively giddy.
You know what I mean.
There are a few kinks to your plan I have yet to work out.
Kinks?
This ritual will not be a simple one.
I am aware of that.
Then you should also be aware that this poses significant danger to me and to your friend.
I will assist you as much as I'm able.
Oh, I am filled with so much confidence, especially considering the condition you came to me in.
My condition is sound. But what dangers are there for the girl?
See? For all those books you seem to hoard, you'd still be lost without me.
Oh, spit it out.
Fine. Your tome is ancient Darini, and those old Celt druids were wily, to say the least.
Meaning?
Meaning your ritual isn't simply to find a lycanthrope. If done incorrectly, it may fundamentally alter one.
Alter? Alter how?
Hard to say. It may permanently trap the creature in its current form, or
cure her.
Indeed. Hence the need to tweak things slightly.
And you can do this?
Has there ever been a time when you didn't doubt my powers?
It is not your power I doubt, Seraphina. Rather, your intentions.
Why would you doubt her intentions, May?
Oh, ever losing track of that wicked tongue, Mei Ling. Perhaps you should stick to your other talents.
I want your word.
And I have given it. Don't take me for some loathsome magi. And you, I told you to stay out of my way. Do not make me ask again.
Where are you going?
There is more work to be done, remember? I'll be back in a few hours. There's something at the farmhouse that needs my attention.
Keep Eric out of this. Are you all right? Why were you hiding?
I wasn't hiding. I was watching you. Your prayer?
It was no prayer. More a old tradition. You're worried?
Wouldn't you be? It's only hours until the sun sets and then I lose myself all over again.
Do not fret, Emily. The chains will hold you.
It's not the chains I'm worried about. It's the not knowing what's happening. What's going to happen. The blacking out. And now there's a danger I might be trapped as a werewolf. Is that what she meant by that?
Perhaps. But do not take her ramblings too much to heart. She rarely speaks in straight terms.
You mean she lies?
Not so much lies. More bends the truth.
That doesn't exactly make me feel better.
Take comfort, Emily. But remember, this is all only a first step.
Then we have to find the other werewolf.
Now, breathe. Good. Fear is just in your mind. No matter what happens in life, your discomforts will be the things that help you grow the most.
Are you talking about me? Or me turning into a giant wolf?
All I'm saying is, keep an open mind. There is a balance that must be restored. and it is important that you are not distracted, especially during the ritual.
All right. I'll do as best as I can. For Jess. What? What is it?
Listen to me. Once this is done, we should talk more about those events, past and before us. Yes?
All right.
Go. Prepare.
There is one thing I still don't understand, May. Why are you helping me?
Later. Go.
This is taking too long. I'm running out of time. Wake up. This is the last time I'm going to ask you, priest.
You fucking psycho. What happened to do no harm, huh?
I never took that oath, priest. My duties are to God, this place, and
to
Emily.
Jesus, to Emily. Wait. Now I get it. You're fucking in love with her, aren't you? That's what all this is about.
That is none of your business.
You sliced me up, torn out my fingernails, for what? That crazy little bitch!
You do not talk about her that way!
Stop! Stop it! This isn't right! It wasn't meant to be this way!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Quiet!
Listen to me. I am running out of time. And if that means I need to hurt you more, then I will. Do not test my patience any further.
I've told you everything I know. What more do you want from me?
You hurt her. He destroyed her. Made her fear for her life. You have to be responsible.
This is what she does. Don't you understand? She runs. She hides. She's afraid of her own fucking shadow half the time. I mean, look at you. Look what you've done to me. She saw this. She'd never want to speak to you again. I tried to toughen her up a bit. But I had to control her. But I couldn't. She just hid. And that made me angry. I loved her. But then she ran away. I don't even know where to.
She made a home here.
What? In this place?
In Davidstown, you fucking cretin! She made a new life here. With her friends and with me.
She doesn't know you.
What?
She'd run from you. Faster than anything. I know I'm a piece of shit, but you... You're a fucking monster.
Shut up! Shut up! Stop! 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 Who are you? What? Where? We're done here.
You're done.
Who the fuck are you?
Who in the hell?
Only a handful of people even know this old farm exists.
No, 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 not now!
Help! Help! Help me! No!
Did you hear that? Sounded like shouting.
I heard it.
What are you waiting for? Let's go already.
You need to listen to me. And I mean really listen to me this time.
Alright.
This man, this thing that lives in this house is... well, it's nothing like anyone you've ever met before. I need you to stay calm and not leap into one of your Jess Wilder Saves the Day specials.
My what?
Let me do the talking. Understand?
What the hell are you talking about?
Ugh!
Fine.
Follow me.
Jesus. This place hasn't seen any love since the 90s by the look of it.
Shh! Eric, it's Julie! Are you there? Eric?
Is there a light switch? It's getting dark. I can hardly see in here.
No. No power. It's off the grid.
Great. Ghost house vibes it is then.
Eric? Can you hear me?
Who is this guy?
Someone I've worked with for a long time.
Well, at least he has candlelight to... There's broken glass on the floor. Hang on, I'll get my phone light on.
No, wait!
Oh my God!
Welcome, Jess Wilder. Sergeant.
What are you?
Do not be afraid. I appreciate my appearance is unsettling. I'm a guardian of the balance. A buffer between the Dark Wilds and our world.
What does that even mean?
Imagine two worlds coexisting, side by side, yet separated by time and space, save for weak points where ley lines converge. By God's grace, I act as a living barrier holding the energies of the realm we call the Dark Wilds at bay, absorbing them to a point. Hence my mutated size and appearance.
By God's grace.
We don't have time for this, Eric. We need to talk.
So it would seem. I must confess, I did not expect this unannounced visit. Especially with Miss Wilder here. I gave you clear instructions.
And I chose to disobey them, Eric. There's more happening here now than I've been told. And whatever you people are doing, it's spilling out into the open.
The Cerberus.
What do you know of these creatures?
It attacked us.
In broad daylight, Eric.
I see. This is unexpected. As is Miss Wilder's presence here. You are forcing me to take harsher measures, Julie. I will need to empty her mind.
What?
You won't touch her. You can't simply solve all your problems wiping people's memories or moving them on. It's time this group started taking accountability.
Very well. In that case, tell me, why are you here?
I want to know why Carista sent that dog to kill her.
Kill me? What are you talking about?
Everything that's been happening. The invoice, You're investigating the company, looking at their records, then that attack. They're trying to get rid of you.
You are mistaken. Such action would not have been sanctioned by Nexus, by me.
Wait. Carista and Nexus, they're the same thing.
They are a part of Nexus.
An alliance meant to protect this world. Your accusations make no sense.
You said it yourself. The balance is shifting. Someone in the group is working against everything we've been trying to do. A traitor.
I will not accept that conclusion.
Why? When the evidence is clear.
I don't understand.
A Cerberus can only be summoned and controlled by one thing. A vampire.
You're saying Carista is a vampire?
Enough!
No! I need you to come clean, Eric. Why are they involved? And do they have Emily Hargreaves?
If that were the case, I would know.
Would you? You've been distracted, Eric. Sloppy, secretive, especially with the Hargreaves case. What is going on?
I have the situation under control. I believe Jason Priest to be involved with...
What?
Jason? How do you know who Jason is?
No.
I mean to say...
You didn't. Tell me you didn't, Eric.
Didn't what?
Julie, you must understand.
Understand what?
Give me your phone.
Here.
Julie, wait.
You bastard.
Hello, Jess.
Paul? What the hell are you doing here?
That isn't Paul Williams. He's your fucking proxy, isn't he?
Proxy?
He possesses people, takes over their bodies and uses them as spies.
But never against their will. The Doctor...
And I have been working together for some time now.
Working together? You take complete control of them. How long have you been spying on me?
You misunderstand.
Your current involvement with him...
was merely a coincidence. The Doctor agreed...
to allow me full control of his body.
This whole time! This whole fucking time!
Why? Why would you possess someone?
Surely that's plain to see. Look at me.
Look at my appearance. Thanks to my mutations, I am...
barely able to move.
Release him. I said release him now!
No. Not until I found Emily.
Oh my God.
What is it?
That's it, isn't it? If he's been controlling Paul this whole time, then that means... he's in love with her.
What?
I thought it was extreme when Paul told me that he loved her. They'd barely been on a few dates. I understand now.
You've been trapped here. Alone. You've been lonely, haven't you?
You can't begin to understand the burdens I have to carry. I simply wanted...
a human connection. A chance to feel something good again. I met her by chance. This beautiful, gentle...
angel. Someone who looked at me as a human being. As a man, willing to talk to me, touch me, maybe even love me.
It's a lie, Eric.
She thinks it's Paul she had feelings for, not you.
It's my mind she knows, not his.
Mine.
All his obsessive, erratic behavior. This explains everything.
You've been controlling him for months and you've never given back control, have you? My God. You've violated him.
I'm afraid it's worse than you think.
Serafina.
You know her?
I am another working as part of this increasingly disastrous alliance.
How dare you? What are you doing here, Serafina?
Tying up loose ends.
Explain yourself.
Very well. Hobbs here is correct. You have been distracted. Sloppy. You had no idea I was here, did you? I've been watching you, Eric. Watching your obsession over the girl grow and grow. At first, I was willing to look the other way. After all, I'm not completely devoid of feeling. But as time has gone on, your loneliness has evidently affected your judgment.
You know nothing. None of you.
Do not test my patience, Eric. You were supposed to be the wisest of us, the one to hold us together. But taking the doctor's body and not returning control to him for all this time proves I was wrong. What you've done to that man, to the group, to our mission, it's unforgivable. And it is time that we looked for new leadership.
That's what this is all about, isn't it? You seek only power.
Power? You poor lost fool. I have power. My loyalty lies in protecting this town. Protecting the balance.
No lies. I am a guardian.
Guardian of the balance. I will not.
I cannot.
My God, Eric! Look what you're doing to yourself! To him!
You have been connected for too long. You will destroy his mind. Release him!
I cannot. Emily. She must be found. I need to know she is safe. I cannot live without her.
Eric, listen to her. This isn't you. This isn't the man I met all those years ago. The one who pulled me out of a living hell. You made a promise to God, remember? You vowed to do whatever it took to protect this place. To protect us.
You're the chaplain from Hobbs' ship. You used to help people.
I am helping people.
You are lost in self-pity and hatred for yourself.
No. No.
Release him. Release him and I will rid you of your pain. I will tell you where to find the girl.
What? You know where she is?
She has been my guest for some time now.
You took her?
I have protected her in my own way, at the request of Mei Ling, who very much...
Protect her? From me?
I suspect Ms. Wilder knows the answer to that.
She...
Go on. It's all right.
Emily is a werewolf.
No.
No, that can't be true.
You're lying.
You wanted to know why she pulled away from you. This is it. She wasn't running from anyone. From Jason, from you. She was trying to protect everyone from herself.
No! What have I done?
Doctor!
Is he all right? Is he dead?
No. I have a pulse. He's alive.
I will. Release him.
Finally, you have come to your senses.
What will you do with her? I know your hatred for their kind. In the blue moon rises in just a few hours.
Oh my God. You need to take us to her. We need to help her before it's too late.
The task before me is a simple one, and I do not need the complications of more company.
Tell me where she is.
You have a fine heart, Ms. Wilder, but no. You are out of your depth. You all are. Eric, you have a mess to clean up. We will speak again after this night is through. And then we will deal with Carista.
What was that? Where did she go?
We need to get Emily. What did you mean that she hates their kind?
It is not my place to tell you. Suffice to say, she may be in danger.
Eric, we need to find that girl before something awful happens.
Help us!
I cannot. I have no way to breach Seraphina's magic. If she seeks to harm Emily, then there is no stopping her.
You fucked up, Eric. You really fucked up. But you can start by making all this right again and tell us where she is.
You don't understand. Her home is veiled, hidden. You cannot simply find it. You must have someone in tune with her powers. And I cannot leave this place.
There has to be a way.
There is. You can use the doctor to show us.
What? No.
We don't have any other choice. I hate this as much as you, but if we don't do this now, we might lose Emily forever.
Damn it!
I could do this.
Not so fast. You help us, and the moment we find out where Hargreaves is, you release the doctor immediately.
Very well.
I want your word.
In the name of God, in the name of those I have let down, I swear.
Right then. We need to move. We're running out of time before the moon rises.
Let's go.
Sun is nearly down. How much further?
Not far.
What happened last time? Will she turn straight away?
It was dark for a while before she... You know, I think the moon has to be a certain height or something.
Her transformation will be triggered when the moon's power charges the world around us.
Charges?
Like a building current. Slowly, it emits the dark light, an invisible force that afflicts the cursed.
I don't understand.
Think of the moon as a filter. The pure light that our sun emits is caught by the moon, reflecting it, but changed by... Wait, turn here.
Jesus Christ! Can you not leave it until the last minute?
There. Ahead.
What? I don't see... Wait. I think I see it. In the distance, a manor house. But it's like it just faded into reality.
The veil. Magic employed to hide the building. It fades the closer we get to it. A common practice amongst magi.
Hang on!
There. Your chains are as secure as I can make them. Are you alright?
Yeah. Yes. I think so. Are you sure these will hold?
I certainly hope so. What we are attempting has not been done since ages past.
Did we really have to do it outside?
What, and risk you destroying my home? I think not.
She has a point.
I guess.
There. The artifacts are in place around the pentacle. We merely need wait for the moon to act upon you.
How is this going to work exactly?
Seraphina will hold you in place with a spell, and then begin the ritual in full. Once done, I shall extract your blood.
Extract? How?
Best I don't tell you right now.
Great.
Enough of this idle chatter. Let's get ready. Remove your clothing.
What? You didn't say anything about me being naked.
Surely you realise your transformation will ruin them.
You listen to me. After everything that I've been through over the last few months, I'm not about to shed the last bits of my dignity by standing out here with no clothes on.
We will sort something.
Fine, suit yourself.
Now listen to me. Remember what I said. When the time comes...
I know. Hold on to my thoughts.
Yes. Good. Stay focused. Remember who you are for as long as possible, even through the pain.
I'll try.
You'll need to do better than try. Once we start the ritual, there's no stopping. I am performing two spells at once. And if we stop at any point before completing it, the energy thrown out could kill both of us.
Emily, you can do this. I believe in you.
Thank you, May. For everything.
What? No encouragement for me?
To Aldrin Bay.
Same to you. Very well. Brace yourself. It begins.
I can't move.
That's the idea. Emily, focus.
Okay. Okay, Em. You've got this. Think. Think. I don't feel anything. It usually starts by now.
Quiet!
I can feel it!
Almighty. Hold on, Emily!
I can't!
Emily! No! No!
I'm sorry!
Stop! You're killing her!
Tails, It has 9 tails. It's the white fox. Jesus, it's her. Mei Ling is the white fox.
Look out! She's breaking free!
For hell's sake, Mei Ling, now!
They're ripping each other to pieces!
What does the fox have in its hand? A cloth?
Take the cloth! Take the blood!
What are you talking about?
I need that cloth, girl! Hurry!
I'm coming! Got it! Quickly! Bring it here! Hop! The fox! Look out!
Ow!
What are you waiting for? What are you gonna do to her? Here!
Stand back! Mei Ling, take cover!
Now!
Find them. All of them.
What?
Marcin say! Marcin ar choka!
It is done.
What did you mean by find them all? What did you do?
What is needed?
No. Emily. Emily!
No! Stay away from her!
No! No! What have you done?
She lives.
We have to help her.
Not now. She may stay awake before the sun rises. Go. Take Pops and go indoors. I'll put chains back on and stand guard over her.
It was you. On the moors, you saved me.
Go. I will explain in the morning.
Can we trust her? The woman.
You can trust me. Go.
Sergeant, are you all right?
I think my leg is broken.
Here, let me help you. Sorry.
I'm all right. Believe it or not, I have had worse.
Come on. Let's get you inside.
Did she make it, Emily?
Yeah.
Marvellous. Yeah, more guests. You're still alive.
What did you do to her?
I told you before. They need to be found. All of them.
The sun's finally rising.
Wilder, look. Emily.
She's changing back.
Here, give her this.
Robes.
Go and dress the girl.
That spell of yours, the ritual. You said you changed it to find not just Emily's sire, but all werewolves. But how do you know if it's worked?
I don't. Not yet. But these things always have a habit of presenting themselves in, shall we say, unique ways.
You hate their kind. Why help her?
What I have done is in the name of our mission, Eric. And besides, I had a debt to pay.
The girl. Is she in danger?
From me? No. I will not harm her. For now.
My God. Emily.
She will be alright, despite her injuries.
That night on the moors. Afterwards. You brought her here?
Yes, I had intended to track her that night and take her to Seraphina. But then you showed up.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
She will have much to learn in the coming days and months. If the ritual worked, then we may even be able to lift her curse.
The ritual? You know the witch changed the spell, right?
I can sense in memory something new. But I do not feel it to be sinister. Go, dress her.
Hey! Hey, take it easy.
Jess.
Here. Let me put this on you.
I thought. I thought I'd lost you.
I'm here. I'll always be here.
Welcome back, Emily.
Jess? What is?
She's a friend.
Emily.
Paul, you're here.
Forgive me. I just wanted to see you. One last time.
What do you mean?
Look after her, Jess.
I will.
Paul, I...
Goodbye. I love you.
Where are you going?
He has been released.
What's happening to him? Paul?
Careful, Doctor. Let me help you sit up.
Mei Ling? What happened? Why are you... Where am I?
We have much to discuss.
Paul! You're okay?
I...
Paul! Paul, forgive me! I'm sorry. I'm sorry I pushed you away. I think I love you too.
I'm sorry, but... Who are you?
Come on! Get off me! Hello? Is someone there? Hello?
Mr. Priest.
Who's there? Come in here. I need help. I'm tied up. Are you still there? Fucking help me.
I will assist you, Mr. Priest. But first, I have something that I would like to propose.
Enzo.
Mistress, Natalie is back.
Well then, by all means, show her in. There she is. Finally.
I'm sorry for how late I am. I ended up further away last night than I'd planned.
You may leave us.
Aye, Mistress.
Did you make contact?
Yes. Yes, Mistress. At the gym. But Jess left before I could really get talking with her. I have her number, though, so I'll keep working on it.
Good girl. But try not to take too long. There's a good pet.
Yes, Mistress.
Oh. You look troubled. I trust you're still enjoying your employment here at the Carista Company?
Yes, of course, Mistress. I'm just tired after last night. The travel made me...
Good. I'd hate to have to see you return to London, tail between your legs.
No, I'm really at your service.
Do make sure to shut the door on your way out.
Yes. Of course. Thank you, Mistress.
It's Evangeline. Oh, yes. Quite all right. Good news. I do believe we can proceed to phase two.
You won't find me.
Well, that's it. That's the end of Season 1 of Tales from Davidstown. If you've made it this far with us, thank you. You're officially one of our residents now. And trust me, things are only going to get more exciting from here. Season 2 is already in motion, and a few early episodes are available right now on our Patreon. If you want to be ahead of the story and avoid those long summer nights waiting for answers, you know where to find us. And if you've been imagining this world beyond audio, you're not alone. We're working towards a live-action adaptation of Tales from Davidstown, and yes, it's ambitious, but it's also within reach with the help of this community. This isn't just a podcast, it's a living story, and you can be part of making it grow. Whether it's joining us on Patreon, telling a friend, or just staying connected, every bit of support brings us one step closer to putting Davidstown on screen. So, from all of us here, thank you for listening, and for believing in the tale we're telling. We'll see you in Season 2.